This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. Brian Stone is the chief revenue officer of a really cool risk-based MDR company called Pondurance. Found online at Pondurance.com. Brian, we're going to talk about risk-based MDR, and this is backed by human intelligence, not AI. Tell us more, and welcome to the hot seat.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. There's a lot of hype around AI right now, and a lot of some great ideas that are being worked on to solve real problems. We are currently leveraging AI as part of the tool set that we work with. We use best-in-class tools to deliver the outcomes for our clients. And there are some really practical uses that save time of AI today. But when we really look at the promise of like replacing a security analyst, a human analyst, with an autonomous analyst, we're not seeing it yet. We're experimenting and looking at it. But when we put the same inputs into AI, we get different outcomes right now. And we think there really just needs to be more governance built into AI structures, specifically for mission critical efforts like security, where that rigor just needs to be there, and it'll take a little bit more time to get there.
That's great. And it's important to know that because the attackers, the ones behind the keyboard, even if they've launched tools, they're humans, not machines, are they not?
They are. Yeah. And they're leveraging AI, right, and trying to improve their English and grammar and doing probably a lot of the basic things that we might use AI for in our daily business lives, to write an email or to help us craft, you know, the basics of a contract or something like that. But they're doing the same to clean up their English. It's really effective. But to truly automate an attack, it takes a little bit of human ingenuity to understand the attack surface, to look for those cracks in the surface and leverage that. Likewise, on our side, we'll really get into the defense and consistent defense of a client's environment. There just needs to be a little bit more consistency in the way the AI is interpreting the data and then delivering a result.
Brian, as a leading risk-based MDR provider, do you have to have a 24/7, 365 SOC with analysts, you know, going through logs and doing all this stuff in real time all the time?
Yeah, we there's, you know, automation. SOAR has been around now for a few years. So we leverage SOAR I would almost think of it more as machine learning, right? We can match up threat feeds with threat signatures, with things that we see in the client's environment, and automate a response that way. And that's certainly there. And we take full advantage of SOAR. Again, it's all tuned to a customer's risk profile. And do we want to consider this a P1 or, you know, really severe incident, or, you know, something less severe? We're raising all the bells and whistles with a client, or do we just want the automation to kind of take a certain action and do its thing and let us know that it did that? So we're not touching everything if we don't have to, but our analysts are, when we do get severe cases, we want analyst eyes on it, doing an investigation, validating it, and, you know, and then presenting our homework to the client to say, here's what we found, here's what we did already, and here's what we suggest to do going forward.
So you really bring full context to understand the attackers. What are you finding? What kinds of attacks are the hottest lately?
Yeah, it's still a lot of ransomware attacks, and identity-based attacks are probably the hottest area right now, where attackers are leveraging, you know, tools. Phishing is, you know, they're still trying to use phishing as a tactic. It's not changing there, but they're leveraging brute force attacks, trying to find credentials on the dark web to get that foothold in the environment. Business email compromise is on the rise, and it's, you know, we're becoming better. It's hard to detect a business email compromise because it is actually a real email. They've taken over an account and they're sending email from a legitimate account. So we use things like impossible travel techniques. Is that email originating from an IP that there's no way that that IP was in Nebraska yesterday, and now it's coming from another part of the world today, and or an hour later. And so some of those things give us insight into that this, is not right, and we should look further into it.
Now, it is the typical client someone who has to comply with regulations, and what's kind of the sweet spot for Pondurance?
Yeah, we really are geared and engineered to help clients that have regulatory requirements. So whether it's HIPAA, PCI, CMMC, they need to comply with those frameworks, but they might not have the resources to acquire, the best talent or the best tools, and they need those outcomes from a partner that does all that for them. So we've kind of engineered and orchestrated our services to provide not only the 24 by 7 SOC, but those advisory services, everything from virtual CISO to doing assessments, HIPAA assessments, PCI, pen testing. And then the sort of the third leg is incident response. So we do have that team of cyber first responders that are on insurance panels. So our fees are often covered from an incident response by the cyber liability insurance underwriters. And we can come in and put up the cyber crime scene tape and figure out how the bad guy got in there, what type of data has been affected, does it rise to the level of a notifiable breach? And we work with breach coaches to determine that. And then we have a network of partners, depending on, if there are ransomware negotiations needed. We don't do those directly, but we'll partner with best-in-class providers like Digital Mint to provide those specific additional capabilities that are needed.
That's great. Do you think cyber insurance is getting ironed out? I mean, in the beginning, the early days, it was check boxes. Do you have vulnerability management? Do you have a firewall? You're running encryption, right? Then they got serious and they do a lot of audits, and you're involved with the cyber insurance industry. Where's that heading? And without you, won't a customer have a high risk both financially if there's a breach and, getting insurance coverage when you don't have all these tools probably costs an arm and a leg?
It does. Yeah, I think some of the tools to assess in an automated way are getting better. So we don't have to rely on survey data or self-reported data, because that's probably been the biggest challenge is, you ask a client, do they have two-factor auth? And they'll check the box, yes, on the survey. But when you dig that next level deeper to say, is it actually implemented? Is it implemented properly? Is it implemented on every asset? You start to see some cracks in that foundation a lot of times. So we work very closely with insurance providers to provide proactive services for their clients. A lot of them are low cost or no cost services. So doing tabletop exercises, helping build incident response plans or incident response packages, where you don't want the first time you meet your incident response provider to be the day that you're having an incident. That, it would be great if they had an idea of, your technology ecosystem and be able to pull up that information quickly to say, okay, well, this is they're using G Suite or O365 or whatever it is, and have a leg up to where they can address those issues more quickly. So we do a lot of those things with the insurance providers. I think that's going to go continue to evolve and advance, where we just are able to do so much more proactively for the end client.
That's wonderful. And I'm curious, in the upper mid-market, they have it's still a sweet spot for cybercrime, thousands to millions of records being held by your clients. How quickly can you deploy, and what's a typical deployment look like, and when do you feel their risk score is at a safe level? Is it a day, a week, a month?
Yeah, we deploy very quickly, typically within the first week. We work with existing endpoint technologies. So the name brands, CrowdStrike, SentinelOne, Palo Alto, Sophos, where If they have them deployed already, great. Then it's just purely us developing an API connection in to sort of take telemetry from them. If they need us to provide the endpoint technology, we can do that. Deployment then starts to get into a couple of weeks if we're deploying out an agent, a SentinelOne agent or a CrowdStrike agent. It still goes very quickly. And then, yeah, we have a checkpoint along the way where, as soon as our monitoring capability is up and we're ingesting telemetry, we're already making a difference. So, we validate the ingesting yeah, so it's generally we're starting to show some result, but then we do a process of tuning. And so certainly by the end of 30 days, we feel like we're really tuned with the client to understand what type of information they want when we send over a ticket, what level of depth would they like, all of that. So yeah, it's usually about that 30-day time frame where we really have learned how to dance together and feel like we know who's leading and who's responding on that choreographed dance.
Brian, that's great. That's fast, and that's important. People need to get up and running quickly. Do you think, given there's a 500,000 job openings in cybersecurity and growing in the US, that MDR is a must?
I really do. The talent shortage isn't going away. I think with new macroeconomic headwinds and uncertainty, clients are really looking to get the outcomes through. They want to preserve cash in a lot of cases. That's what we're hearing. They're looking for cost savings and vendor consolidation. I think we provide that with our tech stack and the services that we offer for a real great value. I think that's what has been the consistent theme for us is we just provide a fantastic value for clients. And we'll continue to do that. So I do think with some uncertainty now that clients are looking for pockets of cost savings. And so, we feel price pressure to deliver great outcomes and we do feel that we're in a competitive space. But as we grow and what we've really built our growth on is are just delivering fantastic outcomes and creating raving fans for Ponderance and then just winning the hearts and minds of other clients and getting the word out that we're here. We're based out of Indianapolis. We're a great Midwest company that is just trying to do really good work.
Brian, your company is so cool, such a cool name that you also have a name for the team members who are working together to stop the bad guys and get one step ahead of the latest threat.
Yeah, our founder, Ron Pelletier, came up with the name, and we call ourselves Pondurians. And he's got this great slogan that none of us is as smart as all of us. And so it's really about building that team culture where we're constantly thinking and pondering the best ways to deliver outcomes for our clients. So, yeah, it's been a core tenet, and we love what we're about. So.
Brian, you are the first Pondurian I've ever met, and I hope to meet many more. You guys are very cool, and you've got some free stuff. You have a free playbook. Can you tell us about that and what you'd recommend a mid to large enterprise to do if they want to get a hold of that?
Definitely. Yeah. Our playbook on eliminating cyber risk is a new asset we created. We're just trying to constantly create practical content that companies can use to understand how to most effectively attack the cyber risk problem and what are the things that we should do first and we'll look at and consider first and what should we do second. So, this playbook's a great asset. We'll continue to develop more things that are just real practical guides and we'll make them available at no cost for our clients. Just because we believe that great education will ultimately beat these threat actors and win the day. And so we want to continue to create great content. So that's available. We're always available. Our team is highly educated. We don't try to be everywhere. We want a small but very knowledgeable team. So our sales team are more consultants and advisors than they are trying to sell product or push things down people's throat. So we're not a fit for everyone. We like to understand what your challenges are, and then we'll tell you if there's better solutions out there, but we'll also tell you if we can help.
Ryan, that's a wonderful approach. By the way, I'm curious, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
I would just say, we are just trying to get the word out there. So we appreciate feedback. If you like our approach, great. Tell us about it, reach out, connect with us. And we are starting to attend things like RSA and do some more nationally sort of branded outlets. We'll continue to do that, and things like this are certainly helpful as well. So yeah, just reach out if we can help, and we'd love to talk with you.
Ryan Stone is the Chief Revenue Officer of Pondurance, found online at pondurance.com. Folks, if you're looking to eliminate breach risk and protect what matters most, visit him today online at pondurance.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.